$1,000 for a chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 16th day of October, National Bosses Day.
Woo! Go Bosses!
Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. Yes. Who is your favorite fictional boss? Would be TV, movies, literature, I don't know. Who's your favorite boss? Let us know.
You sounded fancy when you said literature.
609-383-1073. There's a couple of people that still read books. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll talk your favorite. Good morning. We're joined to know this morning. Sad news out of Ocean County. Authorities in Little Lake Harbor say a 2-year-old boy was found unresponsive in a Radio Road home Tuesday morning. He was pronounced dead. Police are still investigating. No other information has yet been released.
New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew says he asked the Army Corps of Engineers for a damage assessment of the beaches hit hard by the nor'easter this week. There was so much erosion on Strathmere's beaches that officials declared a state of emergency. Van Drew asked the Army Corps to activate its disaster recovery authority, which would clear the path for the area to receive federal funding. There was little damage done to Ocean City's beaches and dunes, though erosion was evident along the boardwalk.
Atlantic City International Airport, one of many airports across the country that are refusing to place Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's public service announcement at security checkpoints. In the video, she blames Democrats for the government shutdown.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 62.
You know, he's back today, our cash cow, with a $10,000 prize. $10,000. First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. Right now, it's time for Jana's fangirl update.
So there's a wild rumor that's been floating around that Keith Urban's prenup with Nicole Kidman includes a cocaine clause, paying him nearly $1 million a year to stay sober. But put a pin in that thought, okay? Now we know that no legit sources have confirmed that. TMZ's staying really quiet, so yeah. It just sounds like classic celeb gossip. Zero receipts there. Everything we know about Nicole and Keith's divorce that's factual, it's up now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. It is almost time. I am so excited. The show we've all been waiting for premieres this weekend. The new CBS show, The Road, premieres this Sunday at 9. Keith Urban and Blake Shelton are executive producers. It follows 12 contestants chasing their country music dreams. There's no host on this one, so there's no gimmicks. It's just real stories, big voices, and a $250,000 prize, plus the chance to open up for Keith Urban. So a lot will be at stake with this one. Find out what to expect from Blake Shelton and Keith Urban's brand new show right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update.
Something more. We are 2 hours away. Coming up at 8:20, your first chance to win $10,000 today with Cash Cow. To start, if you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, download it. It's called Cat Country 107.3. You're going to need that. 10 times today, starting at 8:20, we're going to give you a code. You're going to go to the app. You're going to enter the code. And hopefully we'll call you tomorrow to let you know $10,000 is yours. I got to thinking, if you walked into your local McDonald's with $10,000, what could you buy? How about this? 1,250 Big Macs.
Holy.
Your car would smell like pickles for a long time.
At least a year.
2,500 McFlurries.
Oh, the regular size or the small size? Probably regular size because you didn't specify.
Yeah, I didn't specify.
Yeah, so the regular size.
If you walked into McDonald's with $10,000, you could buy 100 gift cards for $100 each that you could pass out to your friends and family.
Oh, that'd be great.
You could buy hundreds of Happy Meals, snag every toy variant, then sell them online and make even more money. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to our game show, Guess Jana.
Guess Jana what?
Jana guess.
Oh, okay.
Three questions this morning.
Sure.
What's the current average price for a new car?
I'm going to say $38,000 for a sedan.
Average MSRP for new vehicles in America, $52,183.
Get the heck out. All right, don't ever buy.
Question number two.
You know what? Never mind.
Question number two. How many people have vanished from cruise ships in the world in the last 10 years?
How many in the last 10 years?
How many people have vanished from cruise ships in the world in the last 10 years?
20,000.
20,000?
Is that a lot or a little?
It's only 170.
Oh.
20,000.
Period. Blank?
They'd be falling off every ship. There is.
Okay. So, okay.
Number three.
You said 10 years. I don't know. My mind went big on that one.
Number three. How much of the world's plastics are recycled? How many percent of the world's plastics?
Like 3%?
9%. John, a $10,000 cash cow Thursday. Your first chance to win $10,000 comes up at 8:20 this morning. Have your Cat Country joke of the morning brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
All right, let's go.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Rick and Galloway have sent us today's joke.
All right, Rick, thank you.
So two guys got out of the car after they collided at an intersection, out of their cars, separate cars. One took a flask from his pocket and said to the other, "Here, maybe you'd like a nip to calm your nerves." "Thanks," the other guy said, took a long swig from the container. "Here, you have one too," he said, handing the other man back the whiskey. No thanks, at least not until after the police have been here. Oh. Boss's Day today, our question of the day today. Who's your favorite, all-time favorite, obviously fictional, boss from TV, movies? As I said earlier, literature, if you're one of the people who still read books.
That's where I'm going to pull mine from, I think.
Your favorite boss, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
Tampa, Florida, Atlantis Gentlemen's Club, a strip club. A former employee of the club has been arrested following an unusual incident described as a drive-by cheeseburgering. Jordan Cotto visited the club to speak with management, but ended up in a verbal dispute. During the argument, Cotto allegedly threw a cheeseburger from his vehicle, striking a male victim on the shoulder and apparently causing some sort of injury. When questioned by police, Cotto admitted to the act and expressed a lack of remorse, saying he would do it again if he had the chance. He's been charged with misdemeanor battery and was actually booked into the county jail. Opportunity cash cow, $10,000 Thursday is here. One winner, $10,000 in cash. First chance to win will be at 8:20 this morning. Good morning, we're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Sad news out of Ocean County. Authorities in Little Lake Harbor say a 2-year-old boy was found unresponsive in a Radio Road home Tuesday morning. He was pronounced dead. Police are still investigating. No other information has yet been released.
New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew says he asked the Army Corps of Engineers for a damage assessment of the beaches hit hard by the nor'easter this week. There was so much erosion on Strathmere's beaches that officials declared a state of emergency. Van Drew asked the Army Corps to activate its disaster recovery authority, which would clear the path for the area to receive federal funding. There was little damage done to Ocean City's beaches and dunes, though erosion was evident along the boardwalk.
Atlantic City International Airport, one of many airports across the country that are refusing to place Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's public service announcement at security checkpoints. In the video, she blames Democrats for the government shutdown.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 62.
Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's Cash Cow $10,000 Thursday. $10,000 on the line today. Your first chance to win coming up at 8:20 this morning. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Jeannie Lynch of Maze Landing.
Woo!
Andy Hilbert Jr. of Village is 44.
Very nice.
Heather Langlois of Morristown is celebrating today. Happy birthday, Heather. Happy birthday to Susan Warren of Northfield. Renee Cordes of Absecon is double nickel today, 55.
There you go. Happy birthday.
We missed you. Happy with you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Susan Warren of Northfield.
Happy birthday, Susan.
It's Cash Cow $10,000 Thursday, 8:20, your first chance to win. Chance to win coming up at 8:20 this morning. We missed a birthday. Happy birthday to Charlie Duca. Charlie is 7 today. Happy birthday, Charlie. All right, it's National Bosses Day today. Our question of the day, who's your all-time favorite fictional boss? Maybe you had a great real boss. We don't care.
We don't care about your real-time boss that you want to schmooze this morning.
We want to know about your favorite boss from TV, the movies, or, as I said earlier, literature, because there's still a couple people that still read books. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Let's clear some of these from Facebook, first of all, okay. Donna. Regina said Olivia Benson. I don't know who that is.
Oh, yes. Olivia Benson, one of the greatest detectives ever. Law and Order, SVU.
Oh, Law and Order. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Hines said, got to go with Michael Scott from The Office.
Okay, okay, okay.
You probably don't know this one. Michelle said Colonel Potter from the TV show MASH. This was long before your time. A lot of these probably actually long before your time.
Okay.
From our app, a bunch there. Jen from Galloway, Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World.
I love.
She said he was technically everyone's life boss.
Feeney. If you know, you know. That's great.
Vicky from Linwood says Andy Taylor, Sheriff Taylor on the Andy Griffith Show.
Sure.
She said Luke Grant's from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Are you familiar with the Mary Tyler Moore Show? You as a woman should go watch Mary Tyler Moore.
I know it was like after the Dick Van Dyke Show because she was on that show.
Yeah, but we should watch
but
that.
I never really watched it.
If you're a woman on the rise, as you are, Jonna, you should watch the Mary Tyler Moore
Show. Wasn't she in something else, like with somebody else?
Dick Van Dyke Show?
No.
She was in some movies.
Because I know exactly who she is. I see her face all the time. I've never watched the show.
All right, Jackie from Tom's Brewery, here's one I don't know. Maybe you've watched the TV show Suits. See, she says Harvey Specter from Suits.
Yes! Harvey Specter is my favorite!
It's not like the USA Network or something like that?
No, well, yes, but I watched it on Netflix.
I don't think I paid for that channel. Okay.
Oh, it's so good. Harvey... Oh,
all right, we got
some
more.
He's one of my crushes.
Well, if you're just joining us, Cat Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jonna, $10,000 Cash Cow Thursday.
These are all so good.
We got your first chance to win $10,000 coming up at 8:20. Right now we're talking, it's National Bosses Day. Who are your favorite bosses? We'll get to some of these more in a few minutes, but here's one more. Drew from Egg Harbor Township said, Mr. Burns from the Sin. Water 7.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by you. Hey, starting Monday, we got a trip to see Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas that you can win. That'll be Monday. Today, it's Cash Cow $10,000 Thursday. $10,000 prize. You can win just like Jenny H. did last week. First chance to win $10,000 comes up at 8:20. All right. We're doing National Bosses Day stuff. It's National Bosses Day. Our question of the day, who's your favorite fictional boss? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Exactly. That is exactly... Oh, there it is right there. Sorry. My email just screamed at me. We got a lot of people. Brandy from Egg Harbor Township said Tony Soprano. That's a really good one.
Oh.
Mob boss. Literal boss. A literal boss. literal.
Mo says Willy Wonka.
That's a good one, too.
I assume that's... I'm just taking for granted that she's talking about the original Willy Wonka.
I would say that,
too. That
would
be too. Gene Wilder, Johnny Depp. Not Johnny Depp. It was fine. But Gene Wilder is the legend.
Timothy Chalamet just did that too.
Really?
He was in a movie. It's called Wonka. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Bob Dylan.
LOL, you're funny.
You're funny. From our app, Doug from Cayman Courthouse, The Love Boat, Captain Steubing.
Who?
Have you never seen The Love Boat, Jonna?
I know what it is. I've never seen it.
Captain Steubing.
Like, I believe
Meryl
you.
Steubing.
I don't know who that is.
He was the captain of the Love Boat. The Love Boat was the greatest TV show of all time. It was on Saturday nights. And what would happen is anybody who was famous for anything would appear on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Like, think of all your celebrities today. Mm-hmm. They'd all appear on the Love Boat if the Love Boat was still around.
See, that's like Law and Order, like shows like that where everybody famous is on the show.
Captain Steubing was the boss of the Love Boat. He was the captain. So that was a good one, said Doug. But he also said the show that was right after... The Love Boat. It was called Fantasy Island. Mr. Rourke from Fantasy Island. Another show you should go see.
Is that the one with...
Tattoo?
Yes, thank you. What I was talking about.
Yes. Let's get to you and I. Do you have a favorite fictional boss of all time?
Yes, so my favorite lady boss of all time would definitely be Olivia Pope from Scandal.
Why does it have to be a lady?
Olivia Pope is great because I have another one. And then my favorite male fictional boss, I would say, is Albus Dumbledore from Harry Potter.
See, I knew somebody would
or
pick a
Snape,
book.
One of the two.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, one of the two.
From kind of my childhood, here's a couple of my favorite bosses. Charlie from Charlie's Angels.
Okay. Hi, Charlie.
We never saw him.
Ever
played
in the
series? Played by the voice of John Forsythe.
I know you don't in like the move in, you know. I know that.
Another of my favorite bosses from the TV series WKRP in Cincinnati, Gordon Jump. He played Arthur Carlson as the general manager of the radio station WKRP.
Awesome.
I've worked for at least one gentleman who is exactly Gordon Jump. 3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs on trivia this morning, we have for you tickets to see The Man in Black, the tribute to Johnny Cash.
Burns, the ring of fire,
Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The two tickets to the Man in Black are yours. Here's the, by the way, the Man in Black is happening at Caesars Friday, October 24th. Here's the question. If you're an average person, you'll only clean this out about once a year. Probably no one will ever complain that it's not clean.
Do you clean it once a year or do you, you and yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda.
Sure.
If you're an average person, you'll only clean this out about once a year.
If that, apparently.
609-383-1073. At about $10,000, Cash Cow, $10,000 Thursday is here. First chance to win is at 820 on Cat Country 107.3. Right now, we're doing morning trivia up for grabs here. Two tickets to see Johnny Cash. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Tribute to Johnny Cash and the Man in Black coming to Caesars Friday, October 24th. If you're an average person, you'll probably only clean this out about once a year. You said belly button? You only clean your belly button once
All
a year?
Fair, I said like our people. I was kidding.
Oh.
I was just kidding.
Because we've learned a lot of weird things about you.
We were joking.
Maybe you're only cleaning your belly button
and
once a year.
Is it your belly button?
Yeah.
Who laughs like that?
I don't know. I was making fun of us off air. I don't know.
All right.
We don't actually sound like that. Maybe we do.
If you're an average person, you only clean this out about once a year. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it the refrigerator?
No, that's not it.
Oh,
thank you.
You better clean it out more than that. Ew.
Hi, Cat Country.
Your glove box in your car.
It's absolutely right.
Let's go.
How'd you come up with that?
Because I do it about once a year.
Yeah.
That's it. When you get the new insurance thing or your new registration, right?
Because you got to open it and put
it in. Exactly right.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from? Vehicle is not driving your big Hummer, your big SUV. It's hopping aboard a big tractor. Not a lawn tractor, but like a big farming tractor. That's the highest you'll be on top of the world.
You sound like you have a lot of experience.
It is the coolest thing in the world to ride on an actual tractor and be out in the middle of a field.
I've only done that twice, and it has been fun.
If I could buy a farm for $100, I'd quit this job today and turn into a farmer.
I could see you doing that.
But alas, there are no farms available for $100,
no.
So I'll continue with this. We want to say thank you to Brian and Mays Landing, Allen, Little Lake Harbor. They told us about a traffic problem this morning. Apparently a big backup going into Atlantic City on Route 30. There was an accident there. Says Brian, and traffic is backed up all the way back into Absecon, so avoid Route 30 into Atlantic City. Again, this information comes to us thanks to Brian and Mays Landing and Alan, who's from Little Lake Harbor. The people we pay to tell us about traffic have not updated this at all. Instead, they are telling us that Route 42 between the Atlantic City Expressway and the bridge is slow.
All right.
Which is every day.
Again, for sure.
Brian, Allen, we appreciate you. Route 30 going into Atlantic City. Traffic backed up. It stopped. Find a different. Coming up at 8:20 this morning on Cat Country 107.3. Thanks again to listeners Allen and Brian. We have a slowdown on Route 30 going into Atlantic City between Absecon and Atlantic City. Allen says actually multiple accidents in a short area. So be very careful. Go a different way. Take the expressway or the Black Horse Pike if you can in Atlantic City. It looks like Route 30 is slowed down. Stop. Good morning. We're joined. Need to know this morning. Sad news out of Ocean County. Authorities in Little Lake Harbor say a 2-year-old boy was found unresponsive in a Radio Road home Tuesday morning. He was pronounced dead. Police are still investigating. No other information has yet been released.
New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew says he asked the Army Corps of Engineers for a damage assessment of the beaches hit hard by the nor'easter this week. There was so much erosion on Strathmere's beaches that officials declared a state of emergency. Van Drew asked the Army Corps to activate its disaster recovery authority, which would clear the path for the area to receive federal funding. There was little damage done to Ocean City's beaches and dunes, though erosion was evident along the boardwalk.
Atlantic City International Airport, one of many airports across the country that are refusing to place Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's public service announcement at security checkpoints. In the video, she blames Democrats for the government shutdown.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 62.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, you start out laughing together, and before you know it, you're trying to figure out how far you could drag their lifeless body.
That's creepy and very dark.
Welcome to marriage. Number two. Oh, you're a people pleaser? Name the three people who are pleased with you right now. Number
That's
three.
Funny.
Sometimes you meet someone and you know from the first moment that you want to spend your whole life without them.
Yes.
Welcome
yes,
to National
yes.
Bosses Day. Number four. Asked my boyfriend to clear the kitchen table. I got it handed to him. With a running start, he made it no problem.
Wow.
He jumped.
Jumped
the table.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. If I tell you we're a lot of like, what I really mean is I think you're a jerk.
At least you spelled it out.
It's Cacatree 107.3. Okay, Cacatree 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. You might not be okay, but we can try to make it a little more okay with $10,000 in your pocket today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cat Country $10,000 Thursday. Even when $10,000 today, just like Jenny H. did last
Woo!
Thursday, $10,000 Cash Cow Thursday made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive.
You could be next, like Jenny was last week. You could be buying 1,053 frozen butterbeers when you go to Harry Potter World in Universal.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What
they're
the hell?
So good. They're delicious. We were talking about our favorite bosses this morning, and I said Dumbledore, and it got me thinking about, like, Harry Potter World. And, oh, yeah, I was like, I really got to get some butterbeer. I got to get down there for some butterbeer. I did the math. 1,053 butterbeers from Harry Potter World in Universal is what you can buy with $10,000. That's a lot.
Or you can use the money for something practical.
Like your trip to Universal? Sure, sure, sure. You can do that as well. I was trying to be fun. Joe, right. Don't attack me.
All right.
Some of us really enjoy the food and drink, okay?
So here's your first code of the day. There'll be 10 codes today. By the way, if you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, now would be the opportunity to download it. It's free. It's called Cat Country 107.3. When you open up the app, there's a button there that says win cash. You're going to hit that button, and you're going to type in your first code of the day, which is 654.
That's easy. 654. There it is.
Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the win cash button, 654. Nine more codes coming your way about 20 minutes past every hour as you work today. Next code at 920. Put a reminder in your dirt on my boots. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me versus Jana. Yesterday you won free lunch from me. I want a chance to double that.
Okay.
Double or nothing.
Yay.
So I wanted to get to nothing and...
Right,
if
right.
The other way, I'd order you two lunches. So I have five phobias in front of me. I'll ask you what the phobias are when I give you the name. If you get just two of these right, I'm going to get you lunch again.
Wow, okay.
So that'll be two lunches I owe you. If you get zero right, we go back to zero.
That's okay? so not fair.
So it's not, but it isn't like get five right or five wrong. I'm saying two right or zero right. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Number one, and by the way, you can't Google these. Hands up in the air.
Fine, fine, fine.
Trichophobia, T-R-I-C-H-O-phobia. What is it?
Fear of trucks.
Fear of loose hairs. Like having loose hairs from somebody else or your pet
yeah.
on you. Oh.
Ew.
Trichophobia.
Like the hair, like that, the random hair that you
yes.
find in your food at a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's gross.
Geniophobia, G-E-N-I-O-phobia, geniophobia.
I've heard of this before.
You have?
Yes. Fear of spiders?
Fear of chins.
Chins. That's probably because I have a Jay Leno chin, so that's probably why I've heard of it.
Number three, chorophobia, C-H-O-R-O-phobia.
I think agoraphobia is fear of spiders.
No, chorophobia, C-H.
Chorophobia. Fear of cornucopias.
Fear of dancing.
Oh.
So far you're 0 for 3. That, by the way, that's all men. All men, we have chorophobia.
Not all men.
No. Number four, ablutophobia. A-B-L-U-T-O phobia.
Fear of surgery.
Fear of bathing.
Oh. Dang it.
So far you've got zero right.
I know.
This is your only chance.
Okay.
I'm going to have to spell this because I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Omphalobia, O-M-P-H-A-L-O-phobia.
Fear of your earlobe.
Omlophobia, a little lower.
Fear of your belly button.
Fear of your belly button.